of Appreciation. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Israeli President Isaac Herzog is giving the Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor to President Biden in Jerusalem.
As a leader, I can say without hesitation that being known as a friend of Israel and receiving this award today is among the greatest honors of my career.
Earlier today, the Israeli Prime Minister and President Biden signed a joint declaration that shows the U.S.'s commitment to support Israel's ability to protect its sovereignty. Biden heads to Saudi Arabia tomorrow. Meanwhile, a Medal of Honor recipient who served in World War II gets a final tribute from the country he served.
Chief Warrant Officer Herschel Woody Williams was the last surviving Medal of Honor recipient from World War II when he died last month at 98 years old. Today, congressional leaders said goodbye as Williams lies in honor at the U.S. Capitol.
We have lost a deeply selfless American and a vital link to our nation's greatest generation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says after heroics at the battle for Iwo Jima, Williams dedicated his life to helping veterans and Gold Star families.
Always driven by his motto, the cause is greater than I am.
Only six others have lain in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And a federal judge has again denied a request from Steve Bannon to delay his criminal contempt trial. The former Trump advisor is charged with defying a subpoena from the House January 6 committee that sought his records and testimony. He was indicted in November on two counts of criminal contempt of Congress. A lawyer for Bannon told the committee that Bannon is now prepared to testify after Trump said he'd waive any claim of executive privilege. The trial is set to start Monday in Washington's federal court. Plus, all people have now been accounted for in more than 100 homes have been damaged after flooding caused by torrential rains swept through Buchanan County, Virginia. Over 40 people had initially been reported missing. Governor Glenn Youngkin declared a state of emergency. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Italian Premier Mario Draghi has told his cabinet he will offer his resignation on Thursday evening to the president, following the refusal of a coalition ally to support a government bill. Plus, the World Health Organization is out with a new report on why there seem to be more animal-borne outbreaks like monkeypox in humans. Fox News' Teresa Crowley has the details.
The World Health Organization confirms there are more outbreaks of diseases. 63% more diseases jumping from animals to humans in Africa in just one decade. It's called zoonosis. The pathogens may be bacteria, viruses, or parasites that spread to humans through direct contact or food, water, or the environment. Sicknesses like monkeypox, dengue fever, anthrax, and plague. WHO notes that Africa has the world's fastest growing population, which brings more urbanization and reduces roaming habitat for wild animals, more close encounters for animal-borne disease, and quicker travel across the continent for viruses to cross borders. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Meanwhile, a Florida-based ice cream maker is now shut down, and tests confirm it was the source of listeria infections. And now their products are also being recalled.
Lab testing of the Big Olaf Creamery in Sarasota, Florida, discovered 9 different instances of listeria contamination. They had been the suspected source of cases of listeria infection, one of which was deadly. Ryan Osterholm represents a woman who got so sick from the listeria, she miscarried.
And to learn that the contamination at the facility was so abundant, and it looks like it was really everywhere.
Their products are sold throughout Florida, and in Ohio, they're now being recalled.
That's Fox's Eben Brown reporting in Broward County, Florida. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.